It is your forgiveness that allows you to come to that gentle humor you find in the Course in Miracles when Jesus says, all you see is the past. And when you open your mind, then you may think, yeah, that's just like a museum I'm walking through. Here are the very old Qumran scripts. Here is the very old Kaaba. Here is the very old city of Jerusalem. Here is the very old pyramid. Here is the very old Auschwitz concentration camp. Maybe you once will find the original scripts of Helen Chapman and call it the very old New York scripts. All you see is the past. And as long as you value what always passes while you are eternal, you will not experience that God gives all value to you. That is what His love is. You are all value. Just in order to use that term in a meaningful way. So your freedom, your happiness, your joy will come to you when you really do what Jesus always told us. Do not value the valueless. Don't give value to things that can rotten. And you see that you are still doing this. Then you call it a holy script. That is you giving maximum value to the valueless. There's no holy script. There's no holy place. You must not do this. You can come to a gentle sense of innocent humor and look at this world by not believing that anything in this world is true. That is how you will hear the same voice Jesus heard. The same voice the guy heard who wrote the Qumran scripts. What was good for him? But this voice is speaking to you right now. And it tells you there's no world. You are not bound to this world. But as long as you see your responsibility in giving value to anything. You're just being busy. You have just made your own business in this world. And we are not talking about guilt. We are just talking about a dream. We are talking about what you are dreaming as being a child playing with illusionary thoughts. And you can do this how long as you want. And you can do this with whatever you want. With holy scripts, or with the Playboy, or with the newspaper from today. You can do this, you can play with whatever you want. But when you, and I'm just talking to you right now, when you have enough of this game, the voice tells you, you are not bound to it. You can bind yourself, but you are not bound to it. You don't have to take care of any holy place. You don't have to take care of any script. That's what the teaching of the Course in Miracles is. The teaching is forget it. Otherwise, it will happen to you as it happens right now. You go through your own museum and you will always hear yourself saying, yes, I know that. Sure you know it. It's your own past. It's your own past. You were the guy writing down the Qumran scripts. You built that Kaaba in Mecca. You went from Mecca to Medina. You fell from the horse, blinded by the light, and changed your mind and becoming Paul instead of Saulus. That's your own past. And you always will say, I know that. Yes, I know that. Oh yes, I know that. The moment you see it, you know it. And that's why you need forgiveness. That's why you have to overcome your own knowledge. But as long as you value it differently, you're busy with valuing it differently. And that's what the business of this world is. There's good business with these old scriptures. There's good business with these old holy places. And there's also good business in this old damned places like the concentration camps in Germany. There's everywhere good business. And always Jesus comes to you and says, I have another business for you. I'm about my Father's business. So give up your business. Stop being busy. And when you say, I'm not yet finished, the voice will tell you, you will never finish this. It's a circle. It's a ritual You can stop the circle, you can stop the ritual whenever and wherever you want to. It has no end. It's the illusionary symbol of eternity, the ritual, the circle, the zodiac, the time that goes round. And you see that you can everything add to the ritual. Then you celebrate Christmas at the same point of the ritual of the year. You celebrate the crucifixion. You celebrate your birthday. You may celebrate even the death of your mother, of your child, or of your friend, or of Jesus, or of Buddha. But it does no good to you because it's part of the ritual. It's part of the circle. And you are really eternal. You do not circle around. You evolve. You extend. That's a total different action of your mind. And a total different experience of your being yourself. So, best thing you could do here is to stop the circling by saying, I will be still an instant. And an instant is enough. And go home. But that's not possible as long as you value anything that gives movement or energy to the circle. It has no meaning. It has no meaning if the energy is good or bad. If you like it or not. If you are familiar with it or not. You are free. You are not bound to any scripture, to any place. Even if Jesus would have walked on this place here, and even if you would find the stone where he was sitting, with the ass of his body, you don't need to give value to that stone. Does this make you happy? You don't need to take care of the stone. The stone means nothing. It means still nothing. It has no meaning within itself. You can give meaning to it, but then you receive the meaning. The stone still has no meaning. Your giving and your receiving is one. The scripture has no meaning. You give and receive the meaning. But you don't need to give meaning to yourself, brother. You don't need to give value to yourself. That is idolizing yourself. That's how you make Elvis Presley out of yourself, or Muhammad Ali, or any superstar. And that is not your business. You are not your own creator. You are one with your creator, with your father. Your job is not to give value. No matter what you think you give the value to, the Course says your giving is your receiving. So stop doing this, because you are completely wrong. Your highest value, you can give with this split mind, with this judging mind, can never touch the value you really have, you really are. You just make an illusion out of yourself. This world mirrors your values, but they are not what you are. That's why you feel here like an alien. That's why everything is not what you are. And that cannot make you happy. Never. So, the more you release yourself from pitiful values, you will lose your anger, you will lose your grievance, you will lose your sickness, you will lose your need to be valued by another person. You will be free and will experience that God completely fulfills His job by giving holiness to you. And as He is one with you, His giving is your receiving. He extends His giving to Himself, and that is what you are. And that is where you have to return to. So the more you forgive, the more you will make no difference between any place of this world, no matter what happened there, no matter who was there. That's why Jesus recommends to call him brother. That's why he says, you made a bitter idol out of a simply loving brother. And you can say that you can use everything. If you would find the old rock cross, it would be a very big business you could make out of this. And you are busy with this already in your mind. as long as you give value to it, or to any scripture, no matter what it is. Including your own old diary. Or your old photographs, or your old CDs, or your old sweater, or your old first tooth. As you are not a body, a body has no value for you. That's why Jesus said, when the priests of the temple came to him with the old holy scriptures of the Old Testament, and they showed him how much value they gave to the scriptures, they walked very gently, very serious. They offered him the scriptures. Look at this. Look at our holy scripture. Look at this, Jesus. This is written by Abraham himself. Did you wash your hands? Don't touch it. And what did Jesus say? Come on, you guys. I don't add anything to it, and I don't take anything away of it. I just fulfill why I came, and that's enough. Maybe this was the perfect moment for him to say to them when they said, for example, did you wash your hands? Maybe that was the perfect moment to tell them, don't tempt me. As long as you give value just to one thing, you will not be able to overcome your own body identity. And so you will find that all the guilt is bound to the value you give to the things. That's why guilt is not an idea that comes from God, but it is an idea from you as long as you value bodies. And as I said, the more you forgive, the more you will find that gentle, innocent humor that you need to look at this world, and that makes it possible for you to really forgive. Whatever you see, whatever is offered to you, as long as you value anything, you are the one who is throwing the next stone. Because what is if someone does not value what you value? Then you must judge him. And that is what damnation is. Then you are not able to love your brother. And that is not God's will. So if you really want to fulfill that law, love thy neighbor as thyself, and fulfill your only function, forgiveness, you must stop yourself when you find yourself valuing anything, and it could be anything. Your own identity is made of your own values. So include your own values in your forgiveness. So that you can really forgive in order to free yourself and your brother. And that will make you really happy and really free. And that is what your salvation is. And as the Holy Spirit Himself tells you that you should not use your own past learning, it is He who tells you, let your forgiveness rest upon the Kumrup scripts, because they are your past learning, and upon the Bhagavad Gita, and upon the Old and the New Testament, and upon the Course in Miracles. Because his job is not to give you a job within this museum. His job is to help you to leave that place completely. So he can fulfill his job by freeing yourself. And sure, he knows where the Qumran scripts come from. Sure, he knows where the Bhagavad Gita comes from. Sure, it was his own teaching in the past. Sure. But he didn't want to bind you to that. It should be your way to leave that place. And it helped, for example, Buddha. Why? He didn't value it. Maybe you would find the original sandals of Jesus, and you would ask him, "Brother, what do you want me to do with them?" What would he say? If they fit, wear them. If they don't work, just throw them away. You can be sure that he will talk like this to you. That's how we should start to think in this world of value, value, value everywhere. And then you are free to go wherever you are told to go. In order to forgive. And as it is only one function, and as forgiveness is not the same as judging or giving value, you have to accept that you have only one function, and that this function is not split in two different meanings. That's new, because the ego always teaches at minimum two different meanings. And that's why you can recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit, that it is one voice within itself. It is not a split voice within itself. It is one. It has not a split tongue like a snake. So what do you think? Let it just, sometimes it is very helpful to give you an example so that you can look within your own mind if there still is guilt or not. What do you think about the idea to open up a McDonald's at Golgotha? Would that be a good idea? And offer their ice cream? Or do you think that would make you guilty? You cannot serve two masters. Either you serve the world, or God. And as the Holy Spirit tells you that your kingdom where you reign as a king is not of this world, you maybe start to be interested in how your kingdom looks like. And when you start to begin to interest yourself about how it looks like, you will find that something binds you to this place. And that's why you need forgiveness. Sure that you, on your journey through this world, come to the old scriptures, they represent your journey. But you need the voice who inspires these scripts so that this voice can talk to you how you can free yourself. Maybe you write it down yourself. Maybe it becomes what the next generation calls a holy script. You have to say the same as Jesus said when they brought him these old scripts. He said, "I am before Abraham was." Listen, you have to say, "I am before Jesus No, he was not. He not. I am the same as Jesus is. And then you need to hear the same voice. But to those who talk about Jesus the same as they talk about Abraham or Daniel, or to those you can say, I am before Jesus was, because they don't believe that he still is. So there's no concept. It is just, you have to be aware that a present voice helps you to leave the past. Otherwise, you would always stop on your journey, and you don't need to stop. You would stop when you come to an, what they call it, old place. The next moment you would stop when you come to a modern place. You would stop when you come to a holy place. You would stop when you come to a unholy place. You would always think you have to learn what this means to you. And that's why you are asked in the first lesson of the workbook that you are allowed and asked and invited to give always the same statement, no matter what you see. This means nothing to me. And if the guy next to you says, oh, this means a lot to me, he is free to say that. And you are free to say that. You will just come to a totally different experience. You will come to the experience what a teacher of God is. A teacher of God teaches what God doesn't teach. God has no necessity to say, this means nothing to me. It already means nothing to him. It never meant anything to him. He doesn't even know about it because he did not create this. So for a while, you come to be a teacher of God, and then there will be nothing to teach for you. And you can experience this. While becoming more and more often still, you taught what a teacher of God teaches, and after a while, there's nothing to teach, and you can rest in the holy instant, and you can be completely still, as the Christ within you is completely still. He is completely still, the Christ. He never became anything else. He never became flesh and blood. He never was born. He never was hurt. He always was still the Christ and nothing else. And you will extend that stillness, that experience. And that experience is so apparent, your experience, that nothing else can have any meaning to you. So after a while, you don't need to teach that. It is true to you. And then you can very, very gently, on this world, you can look innocent. You are full of grace. While you go through these towns and streets leading you to any sort of places, and can always give the same blessing, the same healing, the same unconditional love. And why should there be anything more for you to do? So this can be here a good place to exercise this. And then you can maybe towards this little town over there, and when you begin to see it and to hear it, all the noises and all the different places that you recognize with your eyes, you can start to extend that nothing you see means anything. And then you can turn in order to see the Dead Sea and remember what happened there in the past. And you can imagine that somewhere over there is Jerusalem, and you can, or Qumran, And you can simply extend your gentle forgiveness. And you can experience what that does already to you. And then you can extend it to the ones you know who value this. The Muslims do it in a different way as the Christians or the Jews. And you can start to be happy that you have not always a different function, but always the same. An unconditional function. While you see different conditions, that's how you bring the peace of God to earth that is beyond the understanding of the world. And you can be sure that we would do the same if we were in the United States, in the near of holy places of the Native Americans, or if we would be in Peru, near of any sacred places of the Incas, or in China, and the near of holy places there. And we would do this if we would be in New York City, in the Bronx, where the nightclubs are. You can do this everywhere. Maybe then you more and more experience that you really do no longer know how to look at this or this or this. But maybe you no longer, maybe you don't miss your old knowledge. Maybe you more and more find out that your old knowledge was what the separation was. We are not separate. We separate. And we need to find out how we separate. And when you let go of separating yourself, you will find out that we are one. And it has nothing to do if you perceive a body or not. It's not the body who separates. It's the meaning you give to it. That's why this course is required for you. Why? You are not separate, but you have the experience to be separate. And as this is not true, and you asked for the truth, and you prayed for the truth, you have to do what the truth is telling you. Otherwise, it is senseless to pray or to ask or to ask. So what we are doing here is, we shorten time. And you also can use especially so-called holy places and holy scriptures in order to make another 1,000 years. You are free to do that. So you will find out that your interest towards important places, important books, important ritual is exactly the same as your interest being a body. Holding on to your ego as your ego is nothing, as your ego is not, as your ego is not what you are, you need anything to show yourself that you are what you not are. No matter if it is something good or something bad, because the ego is good and bad. When you change to what the Course says, a miracle, you will find out that for you as a miracle, nothing in the world is of interest. And you have to become a miracle yourself in order to fulfill your function here and in order to be recognized by your Creator. He doesn't know about yourself as an ego. It will never come to a rendezvous between you as an ego and your father. But you are looking for that rendezvous. You are looking forward to that. That's what the Course in Miracles is for. And that is why we are teaching this so uncompromisingly and so totally, including sacred places who were sacred to us a little while ago. And let the forgiveness rest upon memories who were sacred to us a little while ago. That is going the way. That is what salvation is. And so you can see who is with you on the way and who found his temple and takes care for the temple. even if this temple will not last forever. And you don't need to tear down the temple or to destroy it. You simply let your forgiveness rest upon it, and if there's someone looking at you, you can tell them, well, if you like to, just let it go and follow me. And more do. And they come from all the temples, from all the sacred places, from all religions, from all ways of healing, from all spiritual paths, and also from all the worldly paths. They come from everywhere, becoming a teacher of God. Standing at the end of time, finding the end of time called the holy instant, and extend this end of time, this holy instant, that is picturing eternity within perception. And when this holy instant is extended all through time and space, there will be nothing to forgive. And when you say, I don't know how long this will take, the answer will be, no one knows this, because the Son of God is free. This is a required course, yes, but you are free to choose the time. We are just asked to not only say, I don't know how long it it's gonna take. But to say, when I don't choose, it'll take longer. That is your responsibility. No matter if you called the ones who said this 2,000 years ago, the Great White Brotherhood of Light, or if you call them teachers of God, the message was always the same. The job was always the same. What we can see is that through the medium A Course in Miracles, more can be reached all over the planet than ever before. It is very difficult to do this around one master with one religious group, because that's what already separation is. That's why the Course says it is not meant to become a new cult, a new religion, a new certain group. That's why the Course in Miracles is not in a certain vernacular, in a certain sort of language. You will find everything in the Course in Miracles, so that everyone can come to his job without the need of joining a certain religion with certain rituals and certain habits and so on and on. And it doesn't need to be on a certain quiet place. It can be on a noisy place. It can be everywhere. And that's how we save time. And a religion has always something to value. And that's the opposite of the essence of the religion. That took us a long time. It was our past learning. And this is a speed up. But not if you always compare it with your old slow learning. So just free yourself from all the holy and sacred and important values you have already given. And be happy that you are not bound to it. By God. He wants you to free yourself. He is not interested that you take him to all the places and tell him how important they are, and how holy they are, and how sacred they are. He is not a tourist here. And what is true to your father must be true to your brother as well. So you must not tell your brother how important some places are, some scriptures, and how holy some rituals are. So a helpful title for this session could be "I don't care about holy stuff."